a man that knows all about that Tennessee-Jacksonville rivalry, was drafted in the first round by the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 1999, the 26th overall pick that year. Cornerback Fernando Bryant joins us here on Hacker After Dark on a Tuesday. Fernando, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, Fernando, we are doing very well, man. Appreciate you joining us here on this Tuesday evening. And just talk about this Jacksonville Jaguars squad, what you've seen from this football team, 8-4 on the year, playing very good football right now.
Oh, man, I can't believe what they're doing right now. If you look back, I can't remember the last time they was in first place this late in the season. I think the defense is playing great ball. The sacks that they're getting, the way the secondary is playing, you know, they kind of go hand in hand, and they look like they're for real this year.
You know, Fernando, they are playing very good football, and I wanted to get you on because I wanted to talk about a couple of guys in particular. Now, back in the day, Fernando, and you know this, you had a reputation to do a little talking out there on the field. Nothing wrong with that, certainly, but the Jaguars have a couple of guys now in A.J. Boye and primarily Jalen Ramsey that are doing some talking and doing some playing on that football field. What do you see out of the two Jaguar cornerbacks?
Hey, man, I mean, they're the best tandem in the NFL right now, you know. And in order to play in the secondary, you got to be a little confident, and you got to be a little cocky, too. And right now, it's hard to believe that if someone says they're not the best two corners in the league right now. So, I mean, they have the right to talk, you know. I mean, they're backing it up, and, you know, it makes it competitive, and it makes it fun, too.
You know, Fernando, it's interesting. This Jaguar defense went through a complete overhaul. Again, we're here with former Jaguar DB Fernando Bryant. This Jaguar defense in the offseason brings in Calais Campbell, brings in A.J. Boye, brings in Barry Church. A lot of newness on this defense, yet it seems to have gelled very, very quickly. Fernando, you played a decade in the NFL. Are you surprised all the newness on this defense came together and is playing this well, this fast?
Oh, I am. Now, let's not forget about that new acquisition, that guy from Bama, too. You know what I mean? I know they just got him there from Buffalo, but he's helping out a lot, too. But if you look at what they're doing right now, you would be surprised at how well they've gelled. You know, I think when you go into a locker room and you have a lot of newness, it might make it a little better just because, you know, nobody knows each other, and you got the new coaching staff with the new head coach, and, you know, you got TC coming back. You got the new coaches coming in. That helped, too, because now everybody's on the same playing field, you know. And so it kind of helps them gel a little bit because everybody's learning a new scheme.
Former Jaguar cornerback Fernando Bryant here with us. Fernando, you mentioned Tom Coughlin, the coach that drafted you out of Alabama. He is back here with the Jaguars in the front office. What were your thoughts when you heard that your former head coach was returning to Jacksonville?
I think everybody was excited. You know, I mean, you know what you get from TC. You get discipline, you get stability, and you get direction. So I think when you look at some of the transitions that went on in Jacksonville before he got there, I can't say that everybody was kind of happy with what was going on. You know what I mean? I think this year I came back for the alumni weekend for the first time in a while just because it felt like home again. And I think when you have that stability, you get what you're getting on the field right now.
You know, Fernando, you know better than anybody playing 10 years in the NFL how important a defensive line is to you at the cornerback position. And when you see Campbell and Fowler and Ngakoue, and you mentioned a guy like Marcel Darius from Alabama doing so well against the run now, getting to the quarterback, the whole Saxonville thing going on, that's got to do wonders for that secondary, knowing their D-line is putting pressure on that opposing quarterback.
Oh, yeah, because no matter how good you are, how fast you are, you can't cover forever. And if you know that your D-line is putting pressure on the quarterback, it allows you to make plays on the ball. You know, you're not as cautious. You can sit there and you kind of have a – it's just like a quarterback has to have a clock in his head. As a defensive back, you got a clock in your head too. And you know that your D-line is going to make him get the rid of the ball, and you can make plays on that.
You know, Fernando, the defense gets all the pub here in Jacksonville. I want to ask you about a couple of the offensive guys. You played against Eddie George and Jerome Bettis and Jamal Lewis and the big physical running backs. The Jaguars have a couple of those guys and Leonard Fournette and Chris Ivory. How hard is it on a defense when you know you're going to have to tackle those big bruising running backs anywhere from 25 to 35 times a game?
Oh man, it's tough, you know, and that's if you look back and you look at, you know, Tom Coughlin and what he's done as far as personnel wise, you know that he wants a bruising back, and because in the fourth quarter it wears on the defense, it wears on the defensive back, it wears on the team when you know that, you know, come the fourth quarter, if you're not up, that this team is going to try to run the ball down your throat, and you know what I mean, it's a mindset, you know what I mean, it's not just what it does to a defense is what it does to a team. You know, a mindset of the fact that once I get you in the fourth quarter, I know that I'm going to outwork you. I'm going to outhit you. And you see that in Jacksonville right now.
Former Jaguar cornerback Fernando Bryant here with us on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Fernando, you played with Mark Brunell here in Jacksonville for a majority of your tenure here, so there were never really any quarterback issues. Certainly the Jaguars do have a quarterback in Blake Bortles right now. He looks good some weeks. He looks bad others. I think the fan base here, quite frankly, has maybe had enough of Blake, and they're looking to see what they can get in the future. But as I tell people, it's hard to be an 8-4 starting quarterback in the NFL, and that's what Blake Bortles is. 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 12 games so far this year. Fernando, a guy like you who played in this league for a decade, what do you see when you look at Blake Bortles?
I see that, you know, right now, if you put him in the right situation, he can win. He's not the type of quarterback that you want throwing the ball 35, 40 times a game. And, you know, in the way that the offense is set up now, he doesn't have to. But then you have to look at the simple fact of, are you trying to win a championship? You know, there's only been so many quarterbacks in that system that can win a Super Bowl that way. And I think everybody plays the game to win a Super Bowl. So if you're saying you want to take the next step from the standpoint of actually competing and doing what you want to do, you got to look at the quarterback position. You have to. Not saying that he's not serviceable, but if you're trying to win a championship, I don't know if he's the quarterback to win a championship with.
Hey, Fernando, go back to your rookie year here in Jacksonville. Great times here, and I'll take you back to January 23rd, 2000. I'm not bringing that up because of the painful memory of losing to the Titans in the AFC Championship game, but that was the last time, if you can believe this, that was the last time the Jaguars played a home playoff game. Was January 23rd, 2000. And now here we are, almost 18 years later, and finally the Jaguars are in a position to battle for a division championship. You played in that game 18 years ago. Can you believe that it's been that long since the Jaguars hosted a playoff game?
That's hard to believe. It really is, because if you looked at the trajectory of the team then, you wouldn't say that that was going to happen, but that's the thing about the NFL. It is year to year.
Former Jaguar cornerback Fernando Bryant here with us on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. You know, Fernando, go back to that rookie year. What are your fondest memories of being here in Jacksonville for that 14-2 season?
I mean, you look at it, and, I mean, just the way the season went, you know what I mean? That was an unbelievable team when you look at the collection of athletes they had with, you know, Brunell and Freddie and Baselli on offense with Keenan and, you know what I mean, and Jimmy, and then on defense with me and Carnell Lake and Beasley and Hardy and Brack and G-Funk. You know what I mean? It's, when you look at everything that came together for that year, it was special. And, I mean, it's hard to go 14-2. You know what I mean? It's hard to go 14-2 and to make it to a championship game. But you look back at it, I look back in the playoff game against Miami and being Marino's last game and the way we played in that game and just the whole ride that year was special.
You know, Fernando, we always have a show in May or June where we talk about the best Jaguars at given positions through the franchise's history. And you bring up Brackens and Taylor and McCardo and Smith and you and Aaron Beasley, and there's nothing wrong with that, certainly. But it has been, you know, 15, 20 years. It's time for a new crop of Jaguars to start getting in that conversation. And I think now, finally, with Ramsey and Telvin Smith and, you know, guys in Ngakoue, Fowler, we're starting finally to see some of these young Jaguars start living up and doing the similar things you guys were doing there in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah, and I agree with you. I think any fan of the Jaguars and all the old players, you know, you want that legacy. You want that that opportunity to have the young guys come in and surpass you, just like we had the opportunity to surpass some guys when we got there. But at the end of the day, you know, this group right here, they have an opportunity to be special. You know what I mean? Anytime you have the opportunity to win your division and host a game and go through that stretch, I think it's going to be special for them. And if you look at them, they're built to win. You know what I mean? I think that if you really study the Jaguars, and I know people are kind of apprehensive right now because of the past history of the last 10 years, this team is legitimate, though.
Final moments here with former Jaguar cornerback Fernando Bryant. Fernando, I got to ask you about your alma mater. The Alabama Crimson Tide do get in to the playoff, the last team in. What was your reaction and your thoughts when you saw Alabama get in? And it's now a trilogy. They're going to play their third game against Clemson in the last 3 years.
Well, you know, I just say that, you know, you can't have a playoff without Alabama. At least, you know, that's what we've shown the last 4 years. But, I think they were deserving. I know that there was obviously the controversy of them not winning their division and not winning the SEC. But, you know, after last year and Ohio State getting in over, you know, over Penn State, I think that's kind of set the precedence. And I think anybody, regardless if you can say about their schedule and everything, you'll take an 11-1 Alabama against a two-loss champion anytime. And I think they're well-deserving.
You know, you played at the highest level at Alabama. Obviously, what you did in Tuscaloosa resulted in you being a first-round pick in the NFL. When you see what Saban has been able to do for your alma mater, I mean, what's your thought when you look at all that?
Unreal. When, you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, people will look back on this era of Saban, and, you know, they'll say he's the best to ever do it. You know, I mean, obviously, being at Alabama and, you know, the legacy of Bear Bryant, to say that probably the two best coaches in college football history, you know, come from Alabama, that's saying something. But the way that he's recruited and the way he has the, you know, the guys coming in and what he does when they get there, you can't match it right now.
You have a prediction in the Alabama-Clemson game?
Well, you know, Dabo, I'm close with Dabo. He was a coach there when I was there and everything. But Dabo already has his championship now. So I hope Alabama beats the brakes off of him.
Hey, Fernando, leave us with this. A lot of Jaguar fans, I'm sure, enjoying listening to you tonight. Let Jaguar fans know what you're up to these days.
I'm in Georgia. I'm coaching high school ball up here. I just finished up my season. We were at Creekside Christian, we were 12-3 in state runner-ups this year. So I'm the head coach here, and I'm just enjoying coaching high school ball.
Hey, Fernando, really enjoyed the conversation, man. Thank you very much, and hopefully we can do it again in the near future. Have a happy holidays, my friend.
Same thing to you, man.